You are now 20 years old and you have been making this movie for the past 13 years. How old you were when you realized how big project this is?
I'm still kind of realizing, I think, you know, and it certainly when it, you know, when I watched it for the first time, it was very intense and kind of, you know, I realized a lot, but I never thought of it as that big of a deal. You know, by the time I got older, it was just such a kind of common part of my life that I didn't really think about it in that way. You know, it was maybe, you know, more towards the end. So 17, 18, I started to kind of think like, oh, man, this could be a big, like, maybe this is going to be a big thing. I don't know.
How hard was it to explain to people what are you doing and what project was about?
Very difficult. People didn't understand. You know, when I was young, when I first started, I told everyone about it because I was very excited, you know. But as I got older, I think I kind of stopped telling people just because of that, because it was so difficult to explain. And, you know, it takes two or three minutes to really describe what it's even about. And people just kind of, you know, their eyes glaze over and they're like, what? Oh, 12 years. That's weird.
You literally grew up with your character. Were there any spoilers of real life while filming? Did you realize things about real life before you actually lived them yourself?
No, I nothing that comes to mind. And Richard was pretty cautious of that. I think, you know, he didn't want me doing anything on screen that I hadn't done yet in real life, you know, as far as like drinking a beer or kissing a girl. For things like that, he would kind of make sure that I had done it in real life.
How did he know?
I mean, he's good at kind of pulling information out of people, you know. He just got a feel for it, you know, or just asked me directly, you know. That was a lot of what our conversations were. You know, throughout the year, he would kind of come to me and, you know, tell me where he was at with his script writing and where, you know, the character was, and then kind of compare that to where I was in my life. So he always kind of knew, you know, what I was up to.
So how much did you have to think about the movie while living your real life? For example, if you wanted to get your ear pierced, did you have to think, would Mason in The Boyhood do it?
Yeah, I did ask before I got my ears pierced, and Richard really had no problem with it. And that was kind of, I think I thought about it more than he did, actually. I think his idea all along was to have, you know, a lot of the character go where I went, and certainly not, you know, restrict my childhood, which, you know, that would be kind of mean, I think, to,
yes,
you know, tell a child that they, or a teenager that they can't pierce their ears.
Yeah, you already had your own parents.
So. Yeah, exactly. And so really not much. You know, there were certain, I definitely did think about it, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't overwhelming.
If you look back to your childhood, how much your real life memories mix up with the scenes you acted as a child?
I mean, not so much the scenes, but just being on set, you know, it's strange, you know, watching the film brings back, you know, those memories simultaneously of, you know, the scenes themselves and filming the scenes. And then also just kind of my life surrounding, you know, those years of filming. So it's all kind of intertwined.